productive. Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know.
So this is Kayla.
Where's Kayla?
I don't know. I don't think Facebook's warned me yet.
She's not nearby.
Let's talk about this Harry Potter book.
Warn me of you? Of you?
What Harry Potter book?
Is that new one that came out?
What do you have to talk about the new Harry Potter book, Alex? I'm dying to know.
I don't even know what the title is.
I have started and put down the book.
Yeah.
Which I believe is the most comprehensive review any of us are qualified to give.
Yep. I have purchased the book. It is on my nightstand.
I told Kindle not to hook it to my Goodreads. Yeah. That's where we are with this situation.
I'm still going to read it.
That's not great.
I'll read it. Eventually.
I can't not read it.
Let me sum up the book like this. You know how Hermione was critical to the story because she made things happen?
Yeah.
Hermione has no part, and there is no Hermione character.
Hmm.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
But they cast her.
She's in it, but she functionally has no part, and the part she does have is not Hermione.
That's...
I don't know if this is a spoiler, but she's the Minister of Magic.
Oh, no, I knew that.
I think they said that.
Yes. The entirety of her part thus far in the book has been complaining that Harry has not done his paperwork.
Wow.
Yeah.
As Harry is wont to do.
Yeah, only when
is
they were kids...
complaining about the TPS report?
She's kind of complaining about the DPS report. Only when they were kids, then instead of just complaining about it, she did something awesome.
We're going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Her complaint was solving everyone's problems.
Yeah.
Or punching Malfoy in the face.
Yeah.
Which was also solving everyone's problems.
Yeah, I feel like if Malfoy had been punched in the face a lot more, things would have been better overall for everybody.
Yeah, he actually gets worse.
In Muggle life... Malfoy being punched in the face would have probably just meant that the Malfoys would have sued somebody.
Hashtag Mug Life.
Wait, do we even know if they have civil lawsuits
in Wizard World?
Here's the thing. Think about the logistics of the Wizard World. Why would you need a civil lawsuit? You can conjure literally anything you want. I don't understand, like, they've got a currency... But why?
That's probably why they still duel.
The whole logistics of
the
universe confuses the fuck out of me.
Yeah, don't even try.
It's inconsistent.
The force.
They introduced a sport that is fundamentally broken.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear all these negative things about Harry Potter now, you guys.
To me, it's not negative.
I can accept that because most sports, in my opinion, are broken.
No.
Not in the same way that Quidditch is.
But... What drove me nuts about the universe about the Harry Potter universe is they're talking about how, like, oh, we need to do this and this and this, and like, I gotta pay for this. I'm like, just
conjure it,
just do it, just
make
like,
it,
wave a wand.
No, you're specifically talking about food.
Food.
I'm specifically talking about
food. They can't just conjure food. That's one of the.
Is there like a law against it?
Yeah, Hermione specifically talks to this point.
Not being able to conjure food is one of the dumbest fucking laws that could
be. No, it isn't. It isn't a law. Like, it's not illegal to do. It is just something that cannot be done.
No,
but can't they conjure salads?
They can conjure water.
In Hogwarts, they do not do this. In Hogwarts, they have a bunch of slave goblins that do it.
House elves.
Those are goblins.
No, goblins are goblins. In unison.
Dobby was a goddamn goblin.
Goblins are goblins. House elves are house elves.
Okay, the goblin elf hybrid.
They're house elves.
The goblin elf.
Listen, I'm going to get really real here for a second. All right, are you guys ready for the truth? Dobby was awful, and I was pleased when he died. Yeah.
That storyline... It was ridiculous.
It was stupid.
He was a very frustrating character for a long time.
He's only in like two
Man,
books.
Look at Kayla's face.
What?
She is using every ounce of her life to hold back right now.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would trade like 100 Dobbies for any of the other characters that died not to die.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Including Hedwig.
Most importantly, Hedwig.
Hedwig was
the worst.
The second read through of Harry Potter, the only death that truly made me cry was Fred.
That one was really bad, but still not as bad for me as Hedwig.
I sobbed. The first time I read through it, I sobbed when every person died, except for Mad Eye Moody.
To me, Mad Eye Moody was already dead, so.
In your heart?
Yeah, like after the events of 4. Like, right, you don't. He's a non-character for the entirety of 4.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Like, the character that I had any investment in wasn't actually the person that this thing
actually
was.
Literally dies.
Yeah, so
at the end of that book,
I have no
you have no history.
Investment with this person who shows up every once in a while and looks gruff.
Says gruff things.
I did like the way they did nothing to celebrate his death or his life or anything. Like it was
they
very did they?
Well, first of all,
yeah, don't you remember
the night he died?
Wait, what?
The night he died, everything was in chaos, and then they had the wedding
More importantly, Hedwig died that night.
Yeah, Hedwig did die that night. Fred was hurt, or was it George? George was hurt.
George was hurt. You don't hurt a guy and then kill him.
Yeah.
That's against the rules of writing.
Is that true?
I don't know. No, but it's kind of a trope. Like, as soon as somebody gets hurt, critically injured, it's they're less safe. Likely that they're going to be the dead one.
Yeah, because you've already prepared yourself for their death.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean,
the movie totally fucked up the ending.
It did?
It did.
Because evil didn't defeat itself.
The movie fucked up a lot of things.
The movie fucked up the ending.
Part one was great.
In ways that it
Part
didn't
one
need
was
to.
Amazing.
Like, usually. Oh, yeah. Part one of
it was the emotional
Death
closure that I wanted from the seventh movie,
but
and then didn't get.
Usually, if I'm like watching a movie that's based on a book, I can be like, okay, I understand why they had to do this for these reasons and blah blah blah. I didn't understand why they changed most of the shit in the very last movie.
Dude,
like
looking,
it would have been.
They
like,
don't even tell you which twin died in the movie,
right?
They don't.
It's like looking through a fucking time portal to the review we did of Harry Potter 7 Part 2.
It was almost exactly
just like
the discussion.
Why does Harry have to kill a snake? The fucking point.
I thought, doesn't Neville kill the snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the book.
No, in the movie, I'm pretty sure he does.
In the movie, he does too.
But he doesn't.
It's not as awesome,
it
though.
It isn't. It's like removed from everyone, and it's after all these like snake shenanigans.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I don't know where I got Harry from there.
They also took away a core part from the book, which was Harry explained to Voldemort why none of his shit was working.
Yeah.
Like, I died for these people so you can't hurt them. That's why your silence spell doesn't work. That's why all your curses don't work. That's why all this doesn't work. Like, they took that away. And then I'm like, also, they made
Mrs. Weasley
not
as badass as she was in the book.
Yeah.
She was a badass.
Mrs. Weasley,
she was like
not
Ripley.
My kids, you
she was like
bitch.
Ripley.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Stay away from her, you bitch!
God damn, that's such an awesome fucking scene. She's so
I love that
fucking
movie.
Badass.
But I can't wait to show Aaron that movie.
Oh, so good.
Right now, she's a little bit too Newt and not enough Ripley.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to be all.
I just want to. I'm gonna have her walk up to you one time and just say, "Mostly."
Oh, Jesus! God, that's such a good
they mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Ah, such a good movie.
You can get her to do it in that voice.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Aliens.
Never seen it.
You should see.
We've
it.
Talked about Ripley before, but I've
oh,
never
Ripley's,
seen it.
Ripley's great.
So good.
Yes.
She's
wait, really Alien or Aliens?
Aliens.
This conversation is specifically.
It's the. Sci-fi one, not the horror one.
Right.
Is this the one with the giant mech?
Horror one.
Yes.
Okay, I've seen this movie. I don't remember most of it. I
the
say lifter. Giant mech. It's the thing she gets into.
It's
in
the cargo
pilots.
Loader.
It's a cargo loader, yeah.
Yeah. She's awesome.
She's rated for it.
She is rated for it. Hey, Vasquez, you ever been mistaken for a man? No, have you?
That was great.
That was so good.
Oh,
I loved all the Marines
being
that Marines.
In a while,
that's so good.
I would watch that again.
All right, hand over all your ammo. Like everyone just immediately takes out the other clip and puts it in. That shit was so good. None of these were the movies we're supposed to talk about.
So before we talk about what we're supposed to talk about, hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is Lena.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
We got a lot of business to get through.
So, I have a little bit of business to get through.
You got a lot more business, I think, you think you do.
Maybe.
He's about to point his finger at me?
No. I was just motioning. In the last episode, we talked about Killing Joke. And I mentioned that they added a scene with Batman interrogating various people. Like, and he interrogated the prostitutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
So,
his dick.
Well, I said it didn't happen in the book because there is a nine-page... There is a single page that has, like, nine panels on it. And in the center panel of each one, it's like the side panels are Batman doing Batman-y shit. And the center panels are people he's talking to. No dialogue on the entire page. One of those panels is him talking to prostitutes.
That's the correction?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a point we talked about
because it sexualized the Joker in a way that
was uncomfortable.
I didn't care for it.
Unnecessary or
it took the implied rape of the graphic novel and turned it into he fucking raped her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't like that.
I didn't read the graphic novel.
I own it. It's on the top of my stairs.
You own two copies, apparently.
I do.
Because he didn't want to fish out the other one, so he bought it again.
Yeah. They paid attention to an episode where you weren't here.
May never happen again.
Sausage Fest.
Yeah. Sausage Fest.
Get your dick on.
Just a couple of weeks away.
Now I want to start singing.
That... What?
You're welcome.
Get your freak on.
No,
no.
I know, but I just want to start.
Detachable
singing.
Penis is what you should start.
Oh yeah, I could. Yeah, that's true. I haven't heard that one in a while.
So visit sausagefeststl.com and donate, please.
It's the sausagiest.
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 I don't know why I put my phone in airplane mode for the recording, but it's off now.
That's interesting.
Just in case everyone was concerned why it disappeared, it's off now.
There's something in that blueberry chipotle sauce.
It must have been.
Oh.
It was magic.
Also, I started playing Ascension in Star Realms again on my phone.
Was that a look of disdain? I couldn't tell.
No.
No.
Okay.
I just don't have any comment.
All
right. I haven't played Star Realms in a while.
It looks weird. I had like a million things I wanted to say. What do you mean you haven't played Star Realms in a while? Weren't you telling me the other day that you were like... No, this was months ago. Never mind.
Yeah.
Cancel. Turns out time passes.
Fuck that.
That's how that works. Speaking of, Lena's like 500 years old now.
Thank you.
There was a zero missing off that thing, right?
Yeah, there was.
Right. Happy birthday. Early
in
and late.
Yeah.
No. But by the time this gets released, it's like a month late.
Actually, in 2 hours and 1 minute.
You don't have the birthday countdown timer app?
No. But I can
How add. 1995 of you?
I can add, so. Works that way.
How stone tablet cuneiform of you?
I go old school.
If you're actually trying to be that accurate, you're about 10 hours late.
This is true. If we're going to kind of get
if
with
you're going to be that accurate...
Well,
you're
I'm
be
not
that,
being that accurate.
You are.
I mean, well, my birth... I'm just going by the time on my birth certificate.
But that's not... That's time now. You need to add an extra hour to that. Because you're...
Oh, no. No, no, no.
You're central time now.
I was born 12:34 a.m., which means 11:34 p.m. is 12:34 a.m.
No.
tomorrow.
Nope.
What do you mean no? Is that not how an hour works?
I mean, you're also not taking into account leap days and...
Right, that's what
this,
I did.
Yeah.
The general time shift
this
of
is true.
The planet.
I don't know how many leap years have been since I've been born. Did
It's a half.
I'm going
to
be honest.
You only have to worry about half, because every four counts. And so then every year, you add 6 hours.
Every four counts unless it's a millennium.
Wait, does that mean it's
the year
already
2000
my birthday?
Was on a leap year.
Oh, so now here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
the birthday countdown app timer, not such a stupid idea as we all try and work out the math in our heads.
I already worked out the math in my head because it's not that complicated.
Why aren't you am measuring... I 50 already? Or am I not?
Yeah, by half an hour, like 10 hours ago.
Why aren't you measuring this in UTC? That would make
that would clear up all the issues.
A lot of confusion.
Yeah, I mean, just count it in epoch ticks. I think that would help a lot.
I wonder what that
is. Let me enjoy my birthday.
Let's count it in like Saturn years.
Dog years. I'm gonna punch you.
Saturn years.
Yeah, why not?
If you're counting in movie reviews,
time's relative.
I don't know.
So you do like 40 per year, give or take. Actually, I think it's
probably
like 38 per year.
What is 38 per year?
Movie reviews.
Give or take. Well, we also had
drop
like
14. That sounds about right. Yeah, I can see that.
Give or take. All right. Okay. So next week we're going to talk about Suicide Squad.
All right.
Are we? Yeah. That
yep. Because I have to go see it. That is what we talked about.
Four of the five of us have seen it. So.
What are we talking about tonight?
Ghostbusters?
You mean Leslie Jones and those other three people?
No, Kate McKinnon and the other three people.
Oh, no, yeah, Kate McKinnon and the other. Leslie
no.
Jones, Kate
you're
McKinnon,
about...
and Scissor.
Oh,
yes.
Kate McKinnon.
Yes.
God.
All right. Alex, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. This movie made me happy.
Kayla?
I like this movie better than I like the original Ghostbusters.
Lena?
I don't take it back.
Lena.
That's not even hard.
I enjoyed it as it was. Not really going to say it was better than the other one, but honestly,
that's okay, I did.
Without Kate McKinnon, I would not have liked it nearly as much. I'm just all about her. Totally, I must marry her. Now. As my present. Can someone get her for me?
ADP.
Better than average.
Tony.
I thought it was good enough.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said exactly that. It was good enough.
Yep. This movie for me did exactly what I wanted it to do. And it was not be stupid and not be about the fact that they were chicks.
Yeah.
Satisfied both of those
I
criteria.
Give you that.
That's really what I wanted from this movie.
There are parts I really liked, characters I really liked, and some that were just kind of there and I wasn't too keen on.
Kate McKinnon annoyed the living fuck out of me for the first
that
hour of this movie.
That is the wrongest thing I have ever heard.
She was
life.
Just annoying to me for the first hour of the movie.
So which one is
she
Kate
was a
McKinnon?
She was a character.
She was Jillian.
She was not,
what?
She was
the
not a character.
One?
She was a caricature for the first hour of the movie.
I adored
and that
her.
Bugged the shit out of
she
me.
She was the hot one.
She was the engineer.
Yes, she was.
The hot one other than Leslie Jones.
She was the engineer, right?
The engineer,
yes.
Okay.
I loved her.
I know it's a dissenting opinion. I know it's
that's
a dissenting
okay.
opinion for everyone.
That's hey.
But for me, it just, she
is,
just annoyed the piss out of me.
Is that not what we're here for?
I can see how that would annoy you, but the way I saw that, everything's like played up in movies. So like I could see her as being like, okay, I can tell she's an engineer. She's really fucking into what she's doing. Like if I was playing a programmer in a movie, I would be just as fucked up as a programmer.
Would you?
I think so.
Like, to me, I just kind of took it as the she does what she does. She loves what she's doing. She doesn't give a fuck. She's just going to be whoever the hell. She's going to be as much of a whack job as she feels like being.
For me, it was when she starts dancing with the fucking...
Yes.
That's when,
to DeBarge?
Yeah, that's when.
God,
that's when I was so...
I could have gotten pregnant just watching her in that movie.
She fucking lights the thing on fire.
It's
like, God, it's a fire.
And see, for me, that was just, that. It was just annoying because I didn't want that. I didn't want the level of goofiness that this movie had over the original.
I just assumed that the first movie was goofy.
It wasn't this goofy.
Having never seen it.
It
I mean,
was
so to
more
me,
like
it was different.
Date rapey?
The original has fucking... Like a professor preying on a college student.
She's not a college student.
No.
No, in the original, when he's doing the fucking card test, where you have to tell him what shape is on
yeah.
the side of the card.
Yeah.
And he's telling her she's right every time and flirting with her. That is a professor flirting with a college student.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think the goofiness is just... I think there's an equal amount of goofiness that's just different.
By the way, this is my definitive Ghostbusters.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is.
fucking film.
I wouldn't say it was better than the first one.
It was way better.
I tried, even with all the cameos.
Cameos were excessive.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
There were a couple.
The first one was the best one.
Harold Ramis. That was
cameo.
That was great.
Was the best.
And I liked Annie Potts.
Annie Potts was really good too.
I would have been perfectly happy with just those two.
I like Dan Aykroyd's.
I absolutely could have done without Bill Murray.
I
didn't like Dan Aykroyd's as a cameo, but I liked it for the implication of the universe.
Yeah.
And for me, what his cameo told me was, it gave me the implication that, well, there was two things. There was that, and the conversation they had in the mayor's office was that this is not a reboot, but it is potentially a sequel.
So I like Dan Aykroyd's cameo a lot, because have you guys ever been in a situation where you wonder why this taxi cab driver or waiter or somebody is like in their position when they're talking to you about fucking astrophysics and stuff?
He wasn't talking about astrophysics.
Well,
was talking about ghosts.
It was like, you know a lot of shit. Why are you driving me to the airport?
That seems like you're judging people based on what they do professionally.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's wrong of me.
That is wrong of you. Maybe he's putting himself through school by driving taxis.
I think the Annie Potts one I liked. Well, I like that because it was just so kind of minor. But even Ernie Hudson, because it was like...
That one was quick. That one was super telegraphed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well,
big time.
But what I liked about that is that it was quick. That was why I could have absolutely done without Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's was too big.
The thing about all the cameos, especially the male cameos, is that they had to show they had backing from the original male cast.
But the entire cast. The only one who was missing was, what's his doodles?
He's dead.
No, he's not dead.
I didn't think he was.
Well,
the Ghostbuster who passed away?
Well, him.
No. Peter McNichol.
Harold Ramis.
No. Venkman?
Who now?
He died, didn't he?
Who are you talking about?
Everyone died.
I'm pretty sure all the Ghostbusters.
No, he wasn't a Ghostbuster.
Rick Moranis.
No.
He was a Ghostbuster.
I'm not talking about him. Yes, he was in it, but I'm
not. He was not in it. He was not in the sequel. Rick Moranis was not in this one.
No, he wasn't, but that's not what I'm talking about.
He's also still alive.
Right.
Here we are.
Wait a minute.
He's the only one. He's the only major player that wasn't in that.
Hmm.
Are you talking about from Ghostbusters 2?
Nope. There was a Ghostbusters 2.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. Didn't it?
There was a 3, wasn't there?
No.
No?
Yeah, we just watched Harold, Ghostbusters no, no, 3. No. Harold Ramis is in the movie.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's very quick. Like, Julie didn't even notice it. I kind of did one of these when she's like, what?
They paused on it. It's very quick. Yeah.
It's the first scene with her in her office. Someone opens the door to come in or go out of her office, and the bust directly opposite her door is Harold Ramis. And it's like an oversized bust of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very quick. It's very quick.
Yeah, but a bust of statue?
Perfect.
That's not a person.
Maybe he wasn't.
Because he's dead.
Oh, all right. That's what Lena's talking about. That's the guy who's dead.
Harold Ramis is the one that's dead, right?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what she's saying, the one that was dead.
I'm thinking of someone different.
So I could. Never mind.
I don't know where she's going now. I tried to save it, Lena, but
now I actually need to look up Ghostbusters 2 because maybe I did see it.
I liked the implication that this is just a continuation of the world. I did like that.
Yeah,
I like that too.
The
because it made that stupid scene with the street artist.
The graffiti artist scene.
That was so stupid.
I thought it was so funny. He's like, what's this? She's like, stop. Stop. And the other girls are like, yeah, can you draw it for us? She's like, Leslie Jones is like, what the fuck? Get out of here.
Man, Leslie Jones is 52.
She was so funny.
She was great.
I really like Leslie Jones.
She's so
Did you hear what happened with the Olympics?
Yes.
She was like live tweeting stuff and they liked it so much.
I, you know what? I went back and, hey, have you seen any of her tweets from the Olympic stuff?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're freaking hysterical.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is a fun
She
person.
Is, with, I mean, obviously with Kate McKinnon, but I would always try and turn on Saturday Night Live during the news just to see her show up. That was the only, like, because I rarely watch it.
The best thing last season, I watch very little SNL, but I watched the one with Peter Dinklage on it.
Yeah,
the naked and Afraid.
That was so great.
Was amazing.
She keeps calling me Tyrion. She knows my name is Peter.
Tyrion! You know what? He was in Ghostbusters too. I don't know where my mind was.
I told you.
I didn't even think I saw it.
You blocked it out. It's okay. That movie was awful.
I kept thinking he was going to show up because there were so many cameos, but I was a whole movie off.
There was nothing in this movie that I like that really bothered me.
Not Melissa McCarthy.
Chris.
What?
Yeah, I like Melissa McCarthy.
I hate Melissa McCarthy.
I don't like her.
Not in this movie.
Melissa
just as a
is
a person.
Kristen
I like
Wiig.
Melissa McCarthy.
I
like Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I love.
I like Kristen Wiig.
Wait, was that Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
I like her. Not in this movie.
I really like Kristen Wiig. I am not used to seeing her play the straight role.
Yeah.
I like Kristen Wiig. I like
McCarthy. In Bridesmaids.
I like Kate McKinnon.
When she was with the cop, I didn't like the serious type scenes of her in Bridesmaids. It's just horrible. She can't do it.
What?
The serious scenes in Bridesmaids with her.
Because it's...
Well, this movie was Bridesmaids too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's like she's
Except not as funny. And not as gross out.
Yeah.
I mean, my focus as much
Bridesmaids
as...
went for a lot more of a gross-out humor.
Oh, absolutely. Focus was Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon.
And I don't think this movie was pure comedy at all.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Nope. It wasn't.
It better not have been, because it failed at that.
Yeah, there were some moments where it was, like, serious.
So,
and moments where I jumped.
What the fuck was the motivation of the bad guy?
None.
I haven't a clue.
That was a problem that
his
I had.
His motivation was your typical, he had been bullied his entire life, and he had found this way where he thought he could.
How?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it was
not a good premise for
you
a bad
say
guy.
That's not a good premise for it, but people have shot up theaters and churches over the same thing.
Yeah, that's fine, but it doesn't make for a good story, which is what I need in a movie.
But the thing is, for them to do that, I wanted some more background on it.
I wanted a better...
Not just everyone at work shits on him.
Like, the original Ghostbusters does deliver that better, like, mythology. Like, they kind of, sort of get to it where they're like... What do they call it when they see the map and they're like, oh,
the ley lines.
Like, there's more...
So
to it than that.
By the way,
with the original Ghostbusters, it was more about like this long. This was the end of the long game,
right?
With the building being built decades earlier,
right?
And it's been collecting the power over decades, and now it's collected enough and is being released,
right?
And that's kind of where we were, and it just happened to be that we had these guys who were present, and. Interested and had technology that they built to go after it. I
this dude showed up, did some weird stuff, and then ghosts showed up.
Yeah. No. So,
and that's the way it was in this one.
This guy was hyper intelligent.
About this one,
this guy was hyper intelligent. He was in a job that was far below his level intentionally. He took this job because...
You have a lot of weird stuff with jobs.
What?
You have a lot of weird issues with jobs.
He was in this job intentionally because of the building. He wanted to be in that building. He knows that he needed that building.
I didn't know that. He just was there.
No, he did that.
There's a lot of, like... Maybe they don't explain all this, like, up front of the movie, but it's all there.
It's all there, yeah. I'm with you.
He wanted to be in the basement because that's where the power was, so he knew, like, I'm gonna be the super for this building or whatever, right?
Was he a super? I thought he was just a janitor.
Janitor, whatever. Handyman. So, and, like, he had spent years, like, putting this equipment together, collecting all this shit, studying, like, it... we saw the end of this, like, we saw the end of, like, his plan coming together.
Yes, but that makes for a shitty story. Because when I see the end of it, I don't see the rest of it. Which is what I need to make the end make sense.
See, I guess I got enough.
I think you're putting a lot of backstory into this.
That was all in the movie, but if your point is that it's not good because they didn't, you're only seeing the end. That's what the original Ghostbusters did too.
And I'm not saying that. That's
no. I'm talking problem. Like yeah. Adam.
I know.
He just literally just said those.
I did just say those words, and I stand by them.
Fair enough.
But
because I haven't seen the original, so I'm not making any comparisons.
So there were a lot of context clues. I don't think I'm reading into anything extra here.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say you are. I don't.
I'm not implying that
you are
either. That's
okay, because our millennial minds can't read that deeply into anything like this anyway. We have to have it all laid out and spelled for us.
It needs to be action.
Are you implying that I'm not a millennial?
No.
That was another conversation you weren't part of.
Look up the definition. Bad news, guys.
Nobody's taking your millennial status away from you, Adam.
I actually don't want it.
You have it.
I know. I don't like that it's implied that I'm lazy. I make more money than most of the people who think millennials are lazy and can't get jobs, which is really obnoxious.
Adam... Like, the amount of money you make doesn't...
I know.
...signify... So Alex who's being classes now? Chris Hemsworth.
Who was that?
I thought Thor. He was hilarious, but that added to the idea of this was just a sillier world that they were living in. Like, his character was hilarious, but out of place.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was too much.
Who was Chris Hemsworth?
He was the eye candy.
Where I thought the movie did not do itself a service with this.
Mm-hmm. Like, because hilarious.
He was hilarious. Don't get me wrong. Almost everything he did was really funny.
And that's where I liked Kristen Wiig. Her awkwardness and constantly trying to flirt with him and having no clue what to do. That was where I loved her.
Because they did that because it was like a flip on the usual situation.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, no, yes. No,
which is
nobody,
why it's the problem. Yeah,
I don't think it's a problem. I thought it was fucking
first
great.
First off, they went too overboard with it, which was the problem. And second, if the entire point of the movie is that the gender doesn't matter, having the stereotype gender like that actually undermines the entire point.
That isn't a gender stereotype, though, for men.
No.
Having the reversal to such an extreme is...
I saw it as satire, and I thought it was perfect. And you say it was, like, too much, but, like, if the roles were flipped and this was 10 years ago, she would have been wearing a French maid outfit and dropping things on the floor to pick up all the time.
Eddie Potts never did, though.
Mm.
Fuck, that was that movie where Eddie Murphy goes to the moon and he's a smuggler.
What
the fuck are we talking about?
What? I can't remember the fucking name of the movie. But there's literally
a
movie.
That sounds made up.
No, it's real. Fuck.
Pluto Nash?
That's it.
What?
That movie was...
I cannot believe you just cited Pluto Nash.
The existence of Pluto Nash, much less cites it.
Well, I just did.
Wow, Alex.
You are sick, aren't you?
Listen, I got some fucking obscure knowledge.
Infection flowing through him.
So
it's got to his brain.
We now know he's seen a fourth movie prior to the podcast.
I have no problem saying I have not seen that. Neither have I.
I will lie about having seen it.
It's actually a decent movie.
God, it's getting worse.
Anyway,
you need to get him
more antibiotic away.
I think I can feel the fever from this.
There's literally a character in that movie who wore a French maid outfit. I don't know. I can't remember her name, but she dropped things and picked them up repeatedly.
Hold on. You cannot cite Pluto Nash as an example of anything.
Look.
Also, your original point was 10 years ago. It's not 10 years ago.
Pluto Nash.
It's now.
The problem with those portrayals for women is that there are hardly any other, like, character tropes. That's why it's problematic when you see women in those. I don't have a problem with seeing Chris Hemsworth portraying a character like this because, as a man... At any point in time, you can look around and find a different portrayal of a male character in any sort of way. So it doesn't bother me if he looks like a complete idiot.
My problem wasn't that was his portrayal. My problem was that it was too much.
Beaten into the ground. Oh, no, that's fine. I was just speaking to Adam's point where he's saying that...
I know. I'm just defending my point because I don't want to get lumped in with what he just said.
I said it was too much. I think it undermines their point. And while
I don't think it does.
I think it... You wouldn't have a woman do the same thing in the same way. Like...
Because it's...
Because the woman would be beautiful and busty. He was a moron. He didn't know how to pick up a phone.
Beautiful and moronic.
Oh, God, yeah, he was beautiful. And
I'm not arguing that, but he didn't know how to pick up a phone. Yeah.
They do this. They've done the same thing with women, so they have to take it to an extreme with the man to show how stupid it is.
I don't even think it's about making the point that I just like.
I don't understand how you can think it's not about making that point.
I don't think it's about trying to drive home that this is a feminist movie because they have this man working for him.
Well, I think it's a feminist movie in that
The Bechdel test.
Yeah,
it passes many tests.
Passes the Furiosa test.
We all pass the Furiosa test.
Furiosa test. Strong female lead, and it pissed off a bunch of man babies.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I thought the Furiosa test was like she drove through in the fucking war rig.
Oh.
That's the Furiosa test.
Were you left standing after she drove through town?
Yeah. That's the Furiosa test I want.
That would have been good. That's you just Furiosa fucking see Furiosa driving around chasing that ghost car down at the end, shooting at it.
She would be driving that car?
Yeah, she was.
She drove into the building.
There was a Mrs. Slimer. Sorry. Equal Slimer representation.
I don't need a Mrs. Slimer, just like I don't need a Mrs. Pac-Man.
One thing I was reading.
Pac-Man was genderless to me because he was a fucking yellow circle with a mouth.
You know what? I really liked the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I thought that was... Because I couldn't imagine how they would get that back in there. I've seen like toys and stuff.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was going to be some kind of presence. I just liked how they did it. I did like that one.
I really liked the main action sequence where they're fighting the ghosts in that arena style.
That was great. Yeah.
It was really beautifully done.
That was great action. And Kate McKinnon
licks the gun.
Yes. Oh, heavens to Betsy, I love her. Gotta find where she lives.
That action sequence is solid.
And see, for me, that was just like, what is happening?
What?
Why would that happen?
Why would she lick the gun?
Yeah. It was just more, but that's me not having appreciation of the
gun. You know what? If I was a Ghostbuster, I probably would have too. She has a sexual relationship with all of the things
her
she
creation.
Engineers.
Everything.
Yeah.
You can have any of these you want. Not that one. That one's not right.
she's like her own universe. She's in her own universe. And fight.
You and I will never agree on Kate McKinnon.
No, we won't.
That's okay. I still like you. That's okay. I like that character. I was so overboard.
Well, you have it. So give me that face.
I was going to make a comparison to Suicide Squad, but I can't do that yet.
Do not do that.
Do not do that. Do not spoil anything for me.
Wait, we've done that before.
No, you haven't.
Not Suicide Squad. Oh. I'm saying we have preemptively made comparisons to movies that we are about
We're going to talk about.
Right.
It's not against the rules.
Just frowned upon.
Hey, just don't spoil anything for
you. You want to know how awesome
she might stab you?
Kristen Wiig is? In the Netflix season of Arrested Development, they do a flashback to young George and Lucille. Kristen Wiig plays young Lucille Bluth, and she is fantastic
at it.
She's
really good.
She's so good. Seth Rogen is young George Bluth.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Okay.
He's also pretty good, but not as good as Kristen Wiig is. She even has, like, the face down.
What is the name of the FBI director, the actress who plays the one who does all the PR and spin for
these... Oh, she's not FBI.
Ghostbusters?
Security?
That was Cecily Strong. Wait, are we talking about Ghostbusters still?
Yes.
Yeah. Cecily Strong.
Yeah, she's
in. You know what was weird? I swear I had to, like, for 10 minutes stare and go, why do I know her? And I just wasn't, could have been distracted by Andy Garcia, because that happens.
She's a
SNL.
SNL player.
Yeah. Which is why I couldn't believe it took me that long to realize who she was.
Oh, I mean, she's a minor character, but I thought she was really good in that role. Like, really, really good.
Distracted by Andy Garcia.
Mm. This was maybe the least offensive thing I've seen Melissa McCarthy in.
I would agree with that, because most of the time Melissa McCarthy is forced to play, like, sloppy.
Yeah, that role right there.
Stupid, you know, forced fat chick.
That's the role she's taken.
It's the roles that she is cast allowed for.
To play.
It's also a big part of her humor.
It's an exaggerated Melissa McCarthy.
The parts of this movie where Melissa McCarthy was not Melissa McCarthy were fine. When she puts on the glove and then she's flying around the fucking alley, it's like, no, Melissa McCarthy, what are you doing? You can be so funny. But this,
mm-hmm.
Are we doing this again?
There were a couple scenes like that in the movie where things just, what's his name, Paul Feig, the director?
I don't know if it's Feig or Feig, I don't know, but yeah.
Sure, that guy.
That guy.
Where that was a scene that he must have fought for because it was really out of place. Like that scene, the scene where Leslie Jones is slapping her, like sitting on top of her and slapping her, the power of Patty compels you and slaps her. It's like...
No, I thought it was the power of pain.
Patty. No. Her name is Patty.
Her name. Okay. Her name is Patty.
I thought she said the power of pain.
No, that was the power of Patty. There was just a couple of scenes like that that were like, I don't know, they were just out of place. They just didn't hit.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, I could have trimmed off all of that.
Like, and it felt like there were a few times, especially early in the movie, where they were trying to convince you that some of the jokes were funny. And that's what really started taking me out of the movie. When Kristen Wiig gets slimed that time, she's like, and it hits her in the face. And then, like, in the next scene, she's complaining about it. She's like, that stuff got everywhere. And I mean, everywhere.
Every,
like,
crevice.
Every crevice. And it's like, why? Why are you doing that? But the joke, it's like the joke didn't land, so you need to sell it. Doesn't sell the joke any harder.
Isn't that how women talk to each other when they get slimed?
And it hit her in the face. It hit her in the face.
What are you talking about?
I saw it too.
Kayla's just shutting out everything I'm saying at this point.
That was the conversation I saw happen at the zoo, like behind the plastic, the glass.
I liked, even though, just for whatever reason, I liked the ongoing wonton soup kind of enjoyed. I just liked it. I don't know why.
The variant was good.
just a container of broth. Oh no, with all of them in there.
It's,
like 50 wontons.
It's like 50 wontons and a tablespoon of soup.
It was just stupid, but I liked it.
This is unnecessary. I just want a reasonable ratio. I see that because I feel like I've had that argument in my head with delivery food. Like, what the fuck happened? Why do I have 2 pounds of noodles and 1 piece of broccoli?
Because you ordered non-broccoli. You know what? Never mind.
I never have that interaction with the delivery people.
Yeah, I usually just eat the food and be thankful. I didn't have to go anywhere to get it.
Right. I read something that said, like, they've pretty much put the kibosh on a Ghostbusters sequel.
Because this one didn't make enough money.
I didn't even know they were thinking of it, and I can't.
This movie was set up for a franchise. Especially with the post credits. Yeah. Which is also another callback that shows that they were that this was a sequel and not a reboot.
This movie opened better than one of the Marvel movies. I don't think that's accurate.
I don't understand how this movie did make money.
Unless you're talking about one of the first, it hasn't hit its budget.
I know it hasn't hit its budget yet, but like I feel like this was a much better movie than a lot of recent big movies.
That's not how the budgets work.
I know.
Because guess what? That movie that just opened last weekend has already made almost as much, if not more, than Ghostbusters.
That movie?
What movie opened last weekend?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, we saw that opening weekend?
Yes.
That doesn't happen often.
I believe.
We saw Ghostbusters opening weekend. We saw Suicide Squad opening weekend.
Yeah, I've infected you now, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're that person now who goes to the theater to watch movies opening weekend.
We probably owe Adam money by now.
You're welcome.
I was actually not going to even see this movie in theaters. But I got...
Was this one of your T-Mobile Tuesdays?
This wasn't... I think it was, actually. Suicide Squad definitely was.
I wanted to see it.
What? Suicide Squad or Ghostbusters?
Both of them.
I wanted to see both of them.
I did want to see Ghostbusters, and I wanted to see it be better than the movie I saw.
I find the subject matter stupid,
and I thought this movie was silly. I assume that the original movie was silly as well.
You haven't seen it, so...
Incredibly prejudiced against this movie going into it.
The original movie was silly. I mean, it had Bill Murray in it.
It wasn't silly like this.
No.
It was different. So it was. Yeah. It had silliness to it because you're talking about apparent scientists who are talking about ghosts.
You're talking about Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis. Yeah. I mean,
it was silly, but it was a different brand of silly.
$46 million opening weekend.
So you said they're like down $70 million earlier. Yes. I don't understand how much money they could have possibly spent on this movie then.
Well, there's the making of the movie.
Shit ton of CGI.
What you have to figure is there's the making of the movie. There's
$45 million.
Advertising for the movie, which doesn't count in the budget. And there's the fact that this movie is also carrying the baggage of 20 years of potential development for a third movie, which this one then takes the brunt of. Which is shitty, but it's the way movie budgeting works.
If this movie isn't a success,
it's not. Financially, it is not a success.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not a financial success, I feel that's more the fault of the movie creators.
No.
Like,
what?
It is not the fault of the movie creators, because here's part two of what this whole discussion is going to be about. It's the fault of the man children.
Oh,
who shit on this movie from inception of talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and that it was going to be terrible and ruin their childhood because girls with boobies were going to be in their boy movie.
Boy movie.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I didn't see any proton packs that had extensions coming out of their nipples, because the proton packs originally... Those things were long, hard shafts that guys held at waist level when they were firing.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was all about penis extension. That's a joke, by the way.
Withdraw my comment about it opening better than Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Unless you start looking at the shittier Marvel movies, like Daredevil.
Well, pre-Marvel.
The MCU.
MCU, yeah.
What?
Nothing, I was just thinking
about how bad Daredevil was.
The director's cut was pretty good.
That was a long time ago.
Stop. What's wrong with you?
The director's cut's really good.
Stop.
It is.
Stop. You just keep going.
Because it's good.
No, you're wrong. I don't know. This, I feel like I would watch this movie again.
Listen, really? This movie was all about straight white male genocide.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
The theme of 2015, 2016.
I would only watch that movie seriously to focus on McKinnon and watch her again.
Here's true fact time. Suicide Squad made more in its opening weekend than this Ghostbusters movie has made, period.
Wow. So I'm just going to super high level this. I enjoyed this more than Suicide Squad.
I enjoyed Suicide Squad more than this movie.
I can't justify that at all this point.
I have no comment.
It's hard for me to say either way.
I enjoyed Suicide Squad more than this movie.
I mean,
this movie accomplished the things I wanted to accomplish.
I don't want to get into why until next week, but
I don't need to justify myself to you or anybody, Alex. That's what Ghostbusters taught me.
That's a weird lesson to take from it. Have you guys seen the Onion's review of Ghostbusters?
No.
They have been crushing it lately.
It's so fucking good. I would highly recommend watching it.
I'm actually pretty disappointed. I'm not going to get more Onion Biden articles.
Why do they back off?
No, he's not going to be the vice president soon.
Yeah, but he's still everyone's crazy uncle.
I like about this movie how...
It's just Uncle Joe.
like all the accents on their stuff was pink because they didn't try to like
man it up.
Yeah,
like, they put spikes on it.
Right.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, all their jumpsuits and stuff, where they would have. I think originally it was like neon yellow, like all the reflective material. It was all pink.
I didn't even know it was originally neon yellow, so.
I'm pretty sure. I'm doing this all from memory. It's been very long since I've seen the original Ghostbusters. Like, I wouldn't sit through watching the original Ghostbusters again. I'm glad I watched it.
Oh, I'll watch. I'll sit through the original Ghostbusters in a heartbeat before I watch this one again.
I would like to see the original again.
I would watch this one before I watch the original.
I would watch this one before I watch the original.
And you did.
And I did. There was orange. Or it could be pink.
If this came on and the TV was on, I would leave it on.
I thought they were the same colors as the hearts, so wasn't that pink? I don't think I would
leave it on.
Well, see, over here it's more pink.
I'd probably watch.
Yeah,
I'd probably like this a little better than the original Ghostbusters.
And in this one, it all looks completely different. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Well, orange is the other high-vis color. Yeah, see? There's that one there. That one's all very orange.
Terrifying moment in the new Ghostbusters trailer when Slimer looks directly at the camera and says, "All men are now outlawed forever."
Finally. Telling it like it is.
I was at the theater. I had to cross-dress just to get in here because they were not letting men in. Maybe that's why they didn't make money.
So, are we all familiar with what happened to Leslie Jones on Twitter?
After the release.
That was so fucking gross.
It was disgusting.
Like, I heard at a high level what had happened.
I actually don't know what we're talking about.
Really?
So honestly, good for you.
When I hear anything about Leslie Jones, it's only positive. I can't even hear negative things about her.
It was
repulsive.
So what happened was she was accosted on Twitter. Like, she changed her Twitter avatar and page to be Ghostbusters stuff because, you know, she's advertising her movie that she's in.
Sure. As a normal person does.
As a person does.
Like every half writer I've seen on Twitter.
Right.
Continue.
So they, these people started attacking her and saying, "Oh, look, the original Ghostbusters had an ape in it too."
There was a movie called
The Ghostbusters from the early 70s that had a man in a monkey suit as one of the people running around catching ghosts.
They were posting
graphics of that and then graphics of Leslie Jones.
And it was misogynistic, racist, disgusting,
subhuman.
It's just lazy.
Bullshit.
It was less misogynistic than it was
racist.
Yes.
And it was disgustingly racist. Like, I don't know how you could even defend yourself racist out of that. Like, Donald Trump
says listen, terrible they things. Attacked us first by taking Ghostbusters, Tony.
Right.
They.
Yeah.
My 2-month-old son just said, "The only Ghostbusters are women. Men are relics. Shadows of a past I no longer recognize. I weep for the future."
Yeah, so she actually quit Twitter over it.
Yeah, she was getting inundated with these. It was just disgusting.
Horrendous.
It was super gross.
Twitter has a problem.
End sentence.
Like, Twitter has a huge problem with trolls. Like, they need to figure out how to prevent it.
I actually don't think this is Twitter's problem.
It's not.
It is.
This is a societal problem.
It's a societal problem.
Asshole people.
But you can, like, there are ways to deal with it.
I understand what you're saying.
Like,
I'm just saying that we need to fix the people,
ways,
not Twitter.
There are ways to fix it that ruin Twitter's business model.
Right.
Well,
that create a barrier of entry that Twitter doesn't want to have.
Petty Arcade had the best suggestion ever. You hit the post button, and it looks like it goes out and posts on the internet, but you're the only one that can see it.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're participating in a conversation, but if they're an asshole, really, it's just being muted from everybody.
What? That doesn't make sense.
It's beautiful.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I understand what you're saying.
Someone has to pay for those servers.
Yeah. The ads.
But hasn't some of those Penny Arcade guys said some pretty shitty stuff, too?
Are you talking about fucking dogs? Because they've talked about fucking dogs a lot.
No, here's the problem. Remember the transphobic comment?
Yeah, there was some really shitty shit that Mike said.
Here's your real problem. Your real problem is, what is that line of too offensive? For you, that line's pretty clear.
I don't know.
But when I got a million other racists that say that this isn't a problem, like, the democracy of socially acceptable makes that not an option.
It isn't too offensive. It's people should be able to adjust their accounts for who can talk.
Yeah,
to them.
Yeah, they can.
They can. You can block them.
I don't know, but there's no easy. Yeah, you can block them, but there should be a setting like, I don't want to talk to anybody that doesn't have at least 50 followers.
And... Yeah, you know what? You know what? For someone who's famous, they can't do that. Because they need as they're trying to spread as big a message as they can.
They should be able to get followers, but then it should be easy to block communication coming to you. You could say, I don't want to communicate with anybody whose account is less than a year old, because then it's easy to say, all right, less than a year old.
There are some long-time Twitter users that are really fucking racist.
Yeah, but then those are easy to weed out.
The problem is all these things that you're saying, the one person who is headlining all this was somebody who is from like some pseudo-journalistic, I tried to block out who this asshat was, the Leslie Jones thing, the person who started it.
Oh, his name is Milo.
But he's somebody.
He's just banned.
Yeah, he got banned.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, that's what he's
big in, I think, the UK as some sort of...
Is he like a paparazzi type?
I don't know enough about him. I just, like, I hear his name, but I can't remember.
But then Francis made some comment, and so then I started backtracking. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this. Francis is an idiot. Although Francis actually has been really funny.
He's like an anti-feminist. Like, big against censorship, except for when it applies to people attacking him. So.
He's a conservative.
Treating people with respect.
Yeah. I heard that he was somehow tied to the story, but I didn't read exactly what he...
He was, like, one of the people who was pushing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't read any tweets directly from him or anything like that, but
that's
I'm not surprised. Like, it's not like a
the articles that I read were saying that he was.
I don't get it. This movie has orchestrating problems. That is not one of them.
No,
her being black,
is not a problem.
Her having boobs isn't a problem.
The movie has problems. And it's just lazy to focus on something fucking stupid.
It's not that they've never seen the movie. These people haven't seen the movie.
You're right.
Like, they aren't giving, like, a critique.
So the movie has problems.
Listen, I've just sprinkled racism in my review of the movie. Because I've seen it.
A review of your life.
Yeah.
The movie has problems.
Without Leslie Jones in it. That's the real problem.
And?
That's Mein Kampf. That's my struggle.
That is your struggle. So one of my problems is...
What, Alex?
That... There appears to be
bilingual like this, burn.
This issue where we have a bunch of people who didn't see the movie and are reviewing it negatively based on the fact that they don't like the fact that the Ghostbusters are now women. Mm-hmm. But it also appears from my perspective that the movie has problems, like problems mm-hmm. that people seem to be completely ignoring mm-hmm. because it fits
Yes.
an ideal that they want to see in movies.
Right. Yes,
danger. That's a problem I have because I'm seeing people that are saying that this movie is so great and so wonderful and it's the best movie of the year.
This movie was perfect.
There's a lot of hyperbole.
No.
There's a lot of hyperbole about the movie that I feel like is anti-hyperbole for the people who hated it out of hand because the Ghostbusters have boobs.
To me, that is just racist and fucking sexist. Because the implication is that the women can't take the criticism of the movie. That's fucking bullshit.
No, I don't think that's where that comes from at all. I think it just comes from people who want it to be better than it is.
But that's fucking sexist.
I think both these camps are
It is.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is what I said is sexist?
No, he's saying that people who like are hyperbolic about their praise for this movie are... just as sexist as the people who...
Not just as sexist. Yes.
No, that's what you said.
No, I didn't say just as sexist.
All right, let's rewind.
Also sexist.
Also sexist.
He's saying like 10% sexist.
No.
It's not sexist. The movie is not perfect.
It isn't perfect.
And I don't even know if it's sexist. I don't know if it's sexist.
Especially for little girls who like are going to a movie like this and they've never seen shit like this before. And so, yeah, they're hyperbolic about their like for it because they're not seeing it.
That is not what they're saying.
But
they're saying that this movie is perfect. And I have seen that.
Yeah.
That's not okay. Because it's not right. It's wrong. That's also a false narrative.
So I think both these camps might just be in their Kool-Aid too much.
What?
I think would be the big thing, right? I would give this movie a solid B. Could it just be that
they have a different like scale for what contends for a really great movie than the people sitting at this table who do this every Wednesday night?
They absolutely are.
They don't have as refined a palate.
Right.
Okay. But
like, I don't know, some of us came to a podcast review and thought that Space Odyssey was a really great movie, and other people were right in their opinions. So,
listen, I was a remote commentator. I was right on that movie too. Listen, Kubrick does more.
Oh God,
that actually made it into the recording.
Yes.
That's because it's good and right.
It was a million kinds of awesome.
My problem also becomes that. In that arena, I feel that I can't say anything to detract from somebody who says that the movie's perfect. Because my opinion doesn't count. In their eyes, because... Because
you have a peen.
Yep.
No, literally, you can never detract from somebody who says any movie is perfect. Because, like, we do this constantly where we sit down and you can't convince me to feel a different way about a movie that I've seen. Like, I don't... But I don't think it has to do with having a peen or being sexist or...
Like. No, but it does. See, but it does.
You guys are using uncomfortable language. This is a safe space.
Subnote, vaginas are always serious.
Yeah, vaginas are always serious.
Vaginas are always serious.
Rod Cocker.
For me, in the realm of white male genocide, I have to compare every movie to Mad Max.
Okay.
Mad Max is a movie that did all of the things right and is a really, really, really fucking good movie.
You tell me Mad Max is perfect, and I say, okay, that's legit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you this can't... movie is not perfect.
There we go. That's what I want to hear.
But I really like it for reasons that may stretch beyond just its content.
Sure.
Correct. Which is exactly what my review is. This movie accomplished the things I wanted it to accomplish. I thought the plot was stupid. The jokes were better than average, but generally the genre is silly, and I don't like silly movies. This could have been a Muppet movie. Same content for me. Like, that's exactly how I view it. But what I did get...
So what you're saying is the women were Muppets? That's what I'm hearing.
I'm saying that if I watched a Muppet movie...
Are you saying that all women are Muppets?
Muppets are...
Muppets are always serious.
Muppets are always serious.
But what I did like was that the movie was not about the fact that they were women. That's what I liked about the movie.
Right,
yep. Right.
You're right. It was not.
And that's why I think everything with Thor is too much.
It's too
it
much.
It detracted from them not making it about gender.
It was too much. But I laughed more at Chris Hemsworth than I did at most of the rest of the movie.
I'm not going to say that.
I will. I said
it. I mean, Chris Hemsworth was funny, but I think Kristen Wiig... With Chris Hemsworth was...
That was very funny.
Yeah. It was the good bits.
But, and that was...
the dancing scene gets me...
And really, though,
just like the grind.
Kristen Wiig with Chris Hemsworth was the only time I liked Kristen Wiig in the movie. Hmm. I didn't care for her character.
She was kind of a jerk.
I felt that she was underutilized. I like her better being...
Quirky funny.
Yeah.
He's going to say suck it.
Awkward.
He's not going to say suck it. He's going to say get out. He's going to say suck it. Suck it!
That... Oh God, I loved how that scene just kept fucking going.
Yeah.
Like, he flips them off 7 different ways. They fucking steal all the equipment. I didn't even know we had you. I just didn't know your department existed. No, I don't know. There's nothing I could point at in this movie and say I didn't like this scene or I hated this scene. I would give it a solid, like, 84%.
No, here's the real question, Alex. This is the question no one's raised to this point, and I don't want to be the guy who has to raise it, but here we go.
Oh, God.
Why was the dancing scene in the credits and not in the actual movie?
That was so good.
Why that wasn't that?
Was really because it was really
fabulous.
Fun.
When he got up there and then they started mimicking him, I'm like, the obvious place to go with this is the dancing scene.
Yeah.
And the obvious dance is going to be Thriller.
Thriller.
So why is this not in the movie? Then that it cuts, and I'm so like, great. This was a missed opportunity. Then it was in the credits, and I was like, why wasn't this in the movie?
Maybe they had to cut it for time, but they left it in the credits because
I think
people aren't going to sit.
I think with how silly the movie was, that would have been the step too far for
Marvel. No, man. That's the step where you're like, yeah, we know what this is.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of people dancing Thriller in the street.
I really like how they handled the character that of the Weasley bad guy when he gets Chris Hemsworth's body. That was good.
Yes, gosh, I worked really out more.
You can, I loved how he played that. He
you
was could good.
See the gears turning in his face, like when he picks up the bucket with one hand and moves it. And he's like, "Oh my god, I could have done this shit like 3 years faster." Yeah,
that was good.
Like I could just picture him like really struggling moving that shit around in the basement. Mm. Also, he's like, "I hope this guy knows how to ride a motorcycle." Oh, he does. Good.
What makes me look more like a doctor? When I'm playing the saxophone or listening to the saxophone?
At the end, where he's like, oh, I need a sandwich, and someone just throws him a sandwich.
No, I thought he was eating the sandwich. He was like, I went to the deli, and she took it. And he's like, hey, the guy throws it back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the style of humor I wanted from that. That was good. I liked that.
I don't know. I think his acting was super spot on for his character. Like, even when he was being possessed, like that awkwardness that he kept from the bad guy.
Yeah. So I think ultimately the thing that probably hamstrung this movie more than anything was its pedigree.
Vaginas?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
what?
What? It's pedigree. The fact that it had
to... the women dogs?
I don't think that's what I said.
Okay.
The fact that they had to bear the burden of having to acknowledge the previous movies.
I understand. What is happening?
I feel the thing that...
I'm sorry, I was reading up on Yiannopoulos.
The thing that hamstrung this movie the most was the fact that it had to bear the burden of the previous movies. Like, it had to have all the cameos, which were about six cameos too many.
Right, it had to.
It had
like
to.
I said, yeah, it
unfortunately,
had to.
Unfortunately, it had to. It had to make reference to the original Ghostbusters logo. It had to. It had to use the same... You know, it had to visit the same locations. It had to go back to the firehouse. It had to have the hearse. It couldn't be its own thing at more points. It had to keep pulling in these old things. Mm-hmm. And I think it just didn't give it enough room to be more itself, even though the plot line was more itself. But I think if it had more time away from the artifacts of the previous Ghostbusters, maybe it would have had more time to flesh out its villain a little better. It could have had more funny without resorting to some of the silly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I wish the movie would have done better. Because I think this movie had enough of a fan following that a second movie would be fine. But I don't think financially the studio is going to back it. Unless it does some weird... thing in home video release where like everybody goes out and buys 10 copies of it and distributes to all their friends and stuff like that. But I don't see that happening. So,
well, let me ask you this, Tony, is it the boobs that you don't like? Cause we can make them bigger.
Hey, that was good. That was good.
My biggest problem with, as far as just content in the movie, the scene I had the most problem with was the scene where they're fighting in the firehouse.
I don't recall.
When Melissa McCarthy was possessed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I thought you meant some fight between the girls themselves, which that would have been totally out of place. Because I'm like, I don't remember that. But yeah, when she was possessed.
Because if there was sort of like of that, slapstick. You would have heard about it nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sort of like slapstick.
Wait, was that in the firehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I thought no,
that was
not they firehouse. Lived over in the China in shop. The China shop. They didn't get the firehouse till the end.
Right. In their HQ.
Right, in HQ.
The Kate Cave.
I don't think that's what...
Her name was Jillian in the movie.
Whatevs.
Man, I liked her character from the second you meet her, like...
I know, so...
And Tony's over here, like, hating on her. Like, I heard Tony was nearby, and we should have split
before. I also heard there was a magic carp nearby.
She's my future wife. How could you diss her like this?
Have you seen all those clips of her talking about her cat?
I posted it.
I know.
Because it made me as happy as can be.
I know, I was asking you as a thing.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god. I searched for more after that.
That was a bit. You've ruined it. This is why we can't have nice things.
Shut up.
We'll give you a pass since it's almost your birthday.
Did you see the video of Leslie Jones talking to Whoopi Goldberg? That one's actually better.
I feel like I don't see enough of Leslie Jones.
Yeah,
like,
I don't see enough of her either.
As I enjoy her, like, I don't...
She was on The View or whatever, and so Leslie Jones is like 50 or something, right? So she's like not young, but you're welcome. You're welcome.
Dick.
Anyway, so like she went on The View and Whoopi's there and she's like, hey, I grew up watching you in comedy and like you were the reason that I got into comedy because I saw your stand-up and I was like, oh my god, a black woman can do this. So like that's actually really awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she's like, I told myself I was not going to cry through this.
With the cowardly suspension of my account, Twitter has confirmed itself as a safe space for Muslim terrorists and Black Lives Matter extremists, but a no-go zone for conservatives.
Yeah, I'm actually more okay with Muslim terrorists being on there than that guy being on there.
That's fucked up.
I know, but
that is Milo's...
But no, fuck it's that guy. The subtle implication that... Muslim terrorists are Black Lives Matter.
That's right. Linking of the two together.
I'm very
like all acts of totalitarian regressive left.
50?
She's younger than me.
Yeah, she is.
What?
She's not yet 49. She'll be 49 next month.
I was going with mid-ish 40s.
Okay, well, I'm going to round like a normal person.
1967.
She's a year younger than me.
Born. So probably about the time this episode airs,
yeah, that makes sense,
it'll be just past your 49th birthday.
By the time almost 50.
Almost 50. You may have that.
75 is what I heard. She's 75 years old.
Oh, I just...
You what? You're 50 now.
Fair enough.
Everyone's aging, all right?
I can't deny that.
It's time to get over it, Tony.
I feel like I'm very far away from my microphone.
You are
kind of far away from it, so that probably works.
Okay, that's fair. I burnt my tongue on something.
That was me.
Was it that cauldron of macaroni and cheese?
That is because
that's what you do to me. Also,
I will find later.
My birthday gift to you.
I listen to these podcasts.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you have not come to me.
I was trying to get over my. My hang-ups on hearing my own voice.
It doesn't go away.
No.
It did.
It helps.
Oh, yeah.
Have you edited?
No.
Do you know what's weird? Even though to me, like, every once in a while, I'll listen, but sometimes I hear her and I think it's me. But I don't think we sound anything alike.
I think I have a deeper, manlier voice than I would like to admit when I'm listening to the podcast, but I'm trying to get over it.
I dig your voice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't have a deep, manly voice.
Alex says in his deepest,
You don't have a deep, manly voice.
Because then we're all going to go, neither do you.
It's scientifically proven that everybody's voice is like I don't want to say an octave lower, but it's significantly lower than, like, I hear my voice as higher than
different.
The way so, you guys hear it.
So weird, I hear my voice lower in my head than what my voice is.
Yeah, you talk like this to me. This is how we all hear you, Tony.
I kind of edit every week. Or when I get around to it and do like six of them in like 4 days.
Yeah, the first time I met you, I thought you were Towley. But you didn't seem to have an obsession with getting high, so...
No.
Didn't seem.
Yeah, Tony.
Little do we know.
It's all about perception.
Perception is half the battle. So, I don't know if you've been to a dispensary in Colorado, but they're weird.
Somebody was telling us
about... What did you bring us back,
speaking of? Back nothing.
Somebody was telling us about one this weekend. It was at a party, and they had just gotten back from there, and they were saying...
It's weird.
It's just a weird experience.
It is just a weird experience. Because one, like, because the federal laws haven't changed, like, none of the banks can do business with dispensaries because it's trafficking in illegal drugs if they're on FDIC. So it's all cash. Like, there's nothing but cash.
Wow, that's a change for you.
Hey, so were you naked?
Yeah, I got naked.
Okay.
The guy I was with, I was
trying
like,
to follow all of your notations and
when you
all
said,
of your
when
posts
you said,
and such.
I didn't understand your wording on some of it.
What do you mean?
Naturist?
Yeah, naturist.
Is that...
It's different from nudist.
Okay.
What's the difference?
They're becoming one with nature.
Undie bears?
They are enjoying...
Nature. You enjoy the naturally. Natural.
Mosquitoes and...
So
things
here's
that
the thing
make
about
you
it.
Itch.
The so this place is a land conservation built underneath an iron mine. Well, in the iron mine now there are 250,000 bats.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about the
bat. And that's
place.
Just where they are. So like,
so you don't have a mosquito problem?
No mosquito problem. No bugs.
Oh,
right.
No bugs.
Just a bats problem.
That is interesting.
Not bats that's just food.
Yeah. The bats, there wasn't a problem for the bats.
I actually want to get a bat house. When they're, one of the trees
they're bat flying you away
absolutely.
To their bat cave.
they're great natural
it's fucking bug bat infestation.
Yeah, they eat something stupid like 10,000 mosquitoes a night.
Oh my god! You know what? I'd like have one perch on my shoulder all day.
They
are incredibly
they don't
rabid.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Do not get one of your bats. But, I'm not joking. They are incredibly rabid.
This
because it doesn't kill them.
Yeah, they give no fucks.
The house I grew up in, there was a house on the bottom of the street that had bats. We also thought they were crazy.
Yeah, don't go near bats. Bats are not good.
I have never.
We had a bat house by our house, like a bird house.
And you survived it.
Yeah, they're
no,
good for.
I'm phrasing it. You survived it.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
So we get there the first night. We roll in at like 6, and there's like nothing to do because it's in the fuck ass middle of nowhere. Like, we flew into Denver and drove four hours to get to this place. It's in the middle of nowhere. So the people at the visitor center are like, hey, you should hike up the hill here and go see the bats. When you go to Colorado and they say hike up the hill, those people are fucking liars.
You are mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, we start this walk and maybe a quarter of the way there, like, dude, I'm not going to make it. Because the elevation change, like, is a lot. Several thousand feet for us, which sucks. So we get a quarter of the way up, and I'm like, we're not going to make it. And the guy's like, yeah, we're at about 8,200 feet right now. And I'm like, at the top, are we going to be over 9,000? And he's like, yeah, we'll be about like 9,400. And I'm like, fuck. Like, now I got to get to the top so I can say I've literally been over 9,000. Yeah. My dedication to this meme was extensive. So over the next hour and a half, we continued that hike, and it was awful. But then we got there, and the bats were pretty awesome. At dusk, they leave the mine, and there are just so many fucking bats that, like, you're standing there, and they all fly out in, like, this weird spiral into the valley. And there's just so many bats above you that, like, you can feel all of their wings beating the air.
Wow.
There's just so many goddamn bats.
That's pretty cool.
So... That was actually worth the climb.
Did you get your goal bat?
I already had a goal bat.
Hmm. Well, did you get 30 more?
I didn't.
Did you get...
I saw 200...
Geodude?
I got a lot of Geodudes.
Did you get a Graveler?
I didn't get a Graveler. I got a Rhyhorn.
Did you get a Rhydon?
I didn't.
This is sounding sexual now.
It is. Just lay back and accept it.
So
the next one is Lickitung.
The dispensary, like he said, the one he went to, he said it was like walking into a doctor's office.
Yeah.
It's like just very
clinical.
Clinical, yeah. Yep. Like, and there was like cases where you could see, like, this is the stuff you could possibly purchase.
Yeah. Hmm.
And it's like, it's going to be a 20-minute wait. Then just wait it around. Yep. And then they call you into this back room where they have everything laid out that you can buy.
This is exactly my experience with this.
And he said it's apparently a pretty standard experience that that's how they are.
Hmm.
But it's the way they do it. It's
there like a snapping of rubber gloves? Or
there were no rubber gloves. Mm. Well, we didn't pull anything out of the case.
Hyperdermic needles?
Like a prepackaged edible. So
bare-backed on stuff.
So it was more just like eating gummies. I ate a bunch of edibles, and then we hiked around a lot. Because after we started eating them, I was like, we have to go see every inch of this property.
The wanderlust hit hard.
Yeah, the wanderlust. Whenever I'm on substances, the wanderlust is like the worst.
I've been to Archon with you,
it
I know.
Just doesn't get better when I start drinking or doing whatever. Like, it's just not great. So, like, I made...
Put a Bud Light in his hand at Archon. And fuck all, he's gone for the next 2 hours.
Like, I made Mike hike up, like, another, like, 1,500-foot elevation to go see this pond. And we get there, and, like, it's like, almost pitch black now. And I'm like, all right, we're here. Let's head back down the mountain. So he, like, turns on his phone for a flashlight. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, dude, I see by the light of the moon. I'm going. Then I got into the pools naked. It was great.
Pool, like regular pools, or were they?
So it's hot springs. Okay. And what they so like the springs come down, and they built a bunch of man-made ones. That so it's off the grid completely.
Mm-hmm.
They built a hydroelectric plant.
Oh, okay.
So they generate a ton more power than they use. So they bleed the rest of it off into heating the man-made pools,
mm-hmm.
and then like everything just flows down into like eventually a big swimming pool. That's really cool. So I was like, I'm getting in that pool, dude. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, I'm getting into that pool naked. And he's like, I'm going to go fix my flight information.
My next question was like,
all right.
Were your coworkers there? Because was that like a weird...
Wasn't going to be weird for me. It was going to be weird for him, though.
That was on him, then.
So then I rolled back in. I was just wet.
As one is.
Yep.
Happens.
I was just walking around naked.
There you go.
There was this dude walking around the visitor center, like where their office is, just completely naked in the middle of the day. I just did not give a fuck. Like, I was cooking a burrito.
I would just be worried about, like, sunburn on my little... I was trying to quickly think of
where's that going?
A non-direct way of saying penis, but...
Here is my confusion. That dude was just
sitting in a
chair.
She has a penis. I'm not confused about this at all.
That dude
I absolutely accept
my
this.
Bare ass sitting in the chair. Why would you go somewhere bare ass naked and sit in the chair? Like where other like
is
your bare
chair?
Ass?
Yeah, the bare ass.
But it's his chair.
No, it's not his chair.
Oh.
This is the visitor center.
Oh.
Like the public chair and like the table. It'd be like sitting
do
in
they
one
have
of these
like
chairs.
Those wipes? Like
there
at
were
the grocery
no wipes.
Store?
There were no wipes.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell he was naked at first. I thought he was just reading the paper. But then, like, I was like, oh, that's his balls just on that chair.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that they're a nudist, but I could not be a nudist.
Mm. Listen, I think one of the rules is that you bring your own towel.
I would agree with that.
That's one of the rules.
I also find that...
I'll just remove the I think. That's one of the rules. You bring your own towel. For this reason exactly.
I don't have a problem with nudity because of all of the figure drawing classes I took in college.
I don't have a problem with nudity either. I just don't want to sit in the butt chairs.
No, yeah, I totally...
yeah,
that was
that.
My next point, but...
The butt chairs is
but
gross.
That would bother me.
I don't know if it's like an I'm getting older thing or if it's that I feel like I'm getting happier thing. I just don't give a fuck. I'd sit here naked. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Care about the butt chair thing.
I would bring a towel.
If
I was going to sit here and podcast naked, I would in fact have a towel.
Deeply care about the butt chair.
Especially because these are... Well, this one's fabric. Absolutely.
To be fair, even if there were wet wipes...
Because I'm that...
Like, hanging around...
I'm a decent guest.
I wouldn't want to... use them to wipe a chair that somebody...
What, their towels? No, I've got my own.
No, if like if there were wet wipes like sitting around for these chairs, and the thought was that you wipe your chair before you sit.
No, no, you wipe your chair when you get up and walk away.
Okay,
that's like gym equipment.
Why don't you just wipe yourself before you sit?
No,
no, because it doesn't
work. Too much. Like a
What are you like?
No, because what if you're sitting there for a while and you get sweaty?
You have to get up on the. No. First off, you got to take care of the crack heat.
Yeah,
and like so, then you're just like. In the fucking visitor center, just like with the hand fully into your ass crack, like half bent over, like mad dogging everyone. In the
The best.
This is the best.
The best part of this is I wasn't at all serious, but you're seriously answering.
No, the best part of this is that guy was there, so we go to like warm up some burritos for lunch because they didn't tell us there's no food, so like people just bring food to cook. But they didn't, like, mention this to us, so we just had no food. So we were, like, eating out of their staff fridge, which is, like, right in the middle of this visitor center. So we're, like, warming up these burritos, and, like, naked dude walks in and then opens the refrigerator door and then gets the old, like, bend over and then start rummaging around. So, like, the dude I was with was looking outside. I'm like, hey, man, you can hit that microwave first. So we just got full-on... Like the goat from this dude bent over the fridge. It's so good. And he was not okay with it. He was extremely uncomfortable. So that was the trip. It was pretty awesome. I really like this place. I hope we end up getting this deal and then I have to go back out there.
You gonna bring food this time?
Probably. They have this community area with like. So it's basically a hippie commune.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it boils down to. And so, like, every night they have, like, there's a communal kitchen around a campfire in this pavilion. And so they, like, make s'mores for everybody and whatever. But the dude making the s'mores was, like, butt-ass naked. And the s'mores were cooking at, like, dick height. So, like, the distance between dick and s'more was not great enough for me to partake in s'mores. Like, the dick distance was not great enough.
Well, you basically have... Like, everybody has, like, a bacteria swarm around them at all times.
That wasn't my problem with it. My problem was it was that dude's dick was, like, in the s'mores. Oh.
Dick s'mores.
Dick s'mores.
Those were marshmallows.
S'more dicks.
Whichever way you needed to be. But the swimming was good. It was pleasant. So it's also really weird, because the place doesn't close. So, like... Almost everywhere you go, they're like, oh, the pool closes at 8 or sundown or whatever. So, but this, like, it doesn't. So, you, like, never go swimming at night. Like most places, right? Like, just, like, if you were going to pools and stuff, you just don't end up swimming at night because most places close. So, it was, like, 10:30 and I was going swimming. I'm like, this is weird.
I love night swimming.
And so it also wasn't chlorinated water, so, like, you couldn't see into it. So, it was just, like, a dark stone pool. I was like, this is just an odd experience. It was also kind of mossy on the bottom. Just weird. Just a combination of weird things you don't ever normally do. Like, I don't ever go night swimming.
That's my thing about the fact that we paid to get access to the pool in our subdivision is I can't use
go
it.
At night?
Like, yeah. When kids wouldn't be there. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm an adult. And I should be able to swim, like, without a lifeguard. Like, I can do that. I've been doing that my whole life.
When we were looking at houses, we almost got one with a pool.
Damn it, Tony.
Here we are.
Here we are, 15 years later.
My parents have a pool.
No,
so,
they don't.
Like, if...
It's lies.
It's... They filled it in.
I know. That's why we don't have a pool.
Like, after recording... I would if we had a pool, I'd totally go out there after. Just chill out for
we could record in the pool.
Yeah, we could.
Yes, we could. That would be sweet.
Just like hang 5 microphones suspended over the pool, float around.
That's actually really easy to do.
Yeah. Get on that.
Well, but then we're missing a critical element.
There is that one problem.
You got enough room?
No. We don't.
Get that trampoline out of there.
That's not even the problem. Not the problem the is the slanted backyard.
Jesus, Tony.
And
fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they
detect slopes and slants.
You know,
what
when
game
you
are we playing?
Why is this a skill?
You know, when you get a pool, they bring a bobcat out and grade the land.
Yeah, we'd also have to do something about the huge fucking trees in the backyard.
I mean, you just be.
You know. Yeah, you can fish it out of the pool.
Yeah, no.
What are you holding for?
This yard.
I can get you a discount on
this yard. Isn't conducive to it.
Well, you're gonna have to move. And quickly,
yeah. Summer's running out.
So, another thing that I meant to mention was I got a message from Rob Hall yesterday, I think it was, saying that he was listening to the latest episode, which just happens to be the Witness episode.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody remembers us talking about that like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
What did
the
we
Amish
talk
movie?
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was specifically we talked about.
Ford. Yeah.
Well, I know the
there's
movie.
That.
And...
But Rob's comment was, I'm listening to the latest episode. You guys totally need to watch Bear City.
Oh?
I don't remember. We must have mentioned this at some point. Maybe we were reading lists of movies that we could potentially watch.
Were
I don't
we
remember.
Talking about bears?
Maybe.
I don't think we're specifically talking about bears.
There is a movie, though, called Bear City. Actually.
Was it about bears?
Actually, Bear City 3 came out this summer. So there's apparently also Bear City 2.
That actually sounds like it's not going to be a Gates movie. I love game
well,
movies
listen,
that aren't
listen,
Gates
if there's
movies.
A third one, I hope not.
Right.
Bear?
Like, if it's if
it.
There, it's the third one in the series, what do you do after the first one if the main character gets AIDS?
Why would
he
live with AIDS?
Yeah, just struggling with it, just living with it.
Just
because
goes
because
on.
this is
yeah.
We've had advancements in science, so
yeah.
It just
your
keeps
internet
going.
Is being wonky.
Yes,
it's
it is
not the immediate death sentence that it was. And
unwonk.
I can't do it. Just turn off Wi-Fi. That's your best bet. Except then everybody's phones will screw up the recording. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's this really obnoxious hum.
Can we stream Bear City?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
You know,
we'll all have to look tomorrow.
But we'll look later.
Yes.
We'll find out. And hopefully I can get somebody to fix this fucking internet in the next week or two.
Bear.
I have a feeling there was something else I meant to talk about, but I don't remember what it is now.
I was trying to find like exactly what this Milo guy did to incite the witch hunt against Leslie Jones, but
like
I
his
couldn't...
general dickishness.
Right. He's been permanently suspended,
lifetime ban from
because
Twitter.
I guess this isn't the first time.
No,
he's a Breitbart.
Yes.
Oh God,
he's a journalist for Breitbart.
Breitbart was the agency.
Are we using that term correctly, journalists?
A Breitbart reporter was chokeslammed by Donald Trump's press secretary.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And Breitbart apologized for it and fired the journalist. That's how fucked up they are.
Yeah.
Like
BearCity.com. They're advertising the Bear City trilogy.
Is it about bears? Like
yes,
the
dude
good
bears.
Type
dude yeah. bears. I
maybe that was
see
the episode
this.
Where I got out the list of types of bears.
No, we did that a while ago.
Yeah, I know,
like 3 months
ago.
I thought it was before Witness.
I don't remember.
No, I think it was during Witness because we were talking about how Harrison Ford and that other guy had like this weird sexual chemistry.
Yeah,
like when they're building the barn.
Yeah,
it was, like
yeah.
the most homoerotic thing since the volleyball scene.
Poor Alex.
That's the weirdest
no,
shit.
No, it's not poor Alex. Alex is constantly sick, and
poor
he's Kay. Always as sick as exactly how sick he is right now.
Poor Kayla.
Yes, poor Kayla, because Kayla had a sick toddler, her sick brother running around moaning and whining.
All right, here we go. In 2010, Bear Titty... Bear...
Bear Titties. See, you made fun of Donald
Ew,
Trump. It's not so
brilliant.
Easy, is it?
And recording.
Bear City took the film festival circuit by storm and caught the independent film community heart by depicting a group of characters affectionately known as, quote, the Bears in the gay community. In 2012, the Bear City gang returned to the screen with some new members. Kathy Najimy, Richard Ryle...
That doesn't sound like a bear.
...and Kevin Smith... Join our returning
Kevin
cast
Smith.
Of
right.
Bears, Boys, and Cubs for a Bear Week bachelor party in Provincetown.
How the hell
Provincetown.
Is Kathy Najimy a bear?
What?
Not the Kevin Smiths one. Is it actually Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith, Kevin Smith. Yeah, they've got a picture of him.
Oh,
yeah.
Kevin Smith, Kevin Smith isn't directing this, is he?
No.
Oh, good.
Join us in 2016 as we take one final adventure into the woods with the Bear City Gang, where romance can sometimes be hairy, but ultimately worth every hilarious, sometimes painful, and all-consuming moment.
Please tell me there's a way we can watch this.
Bear City. Romance can be hairy.
Oh my god, I'm so
Bear City follows a tight-knit pack of friends experiencing comical mishaps, emotionally sweet yet lusty romantic encounters, and a cast of colorful, diverse characters as they gear up for a big party weekend. Closet cub Tyler fantasizes about stuffing Santa's stocking and finding Daddy Bear to do more than cuddle.
Why are we not watching
this? Oh my god.
As he dives into the bear community, he finds that it can be hard for a hairless guy to get some fuzzy loving.
I am happier the more you talk.
Add to that, some adorable eye candy, beer busts, and a maybe not so monogamous bear couple for roommates, and Bear City makes for a bear-tastic summertime romp.
Are you kidding me?
You can rent it for $5.
$5. Or you can watch it on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Really? Can I stream it? Doesn't even recognize it as something I can search for.
Bear City 2. The proposal.
Only the original Bear City is on Netflix. It is now on my list.
Kathy Najimy plays den mother to the returning cast of Bears, Jesus. Boys, and Cubs for a Bear Week bachelor party in Provincetown.
Oh, nice.
Take a trip down the aisle with Roger and Tyler to one of the most magical beach towns on Earth in this romantic comedy for all. Kevin Smith, Lieutenant Dan Choi, Frank DeCaro, Mike Ruiz, Varla Jean Merman lend their support to our lovable gang as they navigate through a foamy party, ex-boyfriends, and 6,000 sexy men. Meanwhile, Richard Ryle of Bridesmaids,
finally,
as the father of the groom, learns a whole new meaning to the word daddy.
Man.
Bear City 2, the proposal, is a romp full of fur, fun, and family as the bears realize that marriage is much more than just the freedom to say, I do.
We need to watch this so I can use the word Santorum in an appropriate context.
No. First of all, why would...
Bear City,
use it.
When are we going to do this?
Bear City 3.
Oh my god.
After a continuing losing streak that started at the altar, Roger tries to claw a financial ruin into the arms of Tyler, but Jay, Ty's hunky fire chief partner, is not letting that flame blaze. Meanwhile, fireworks explode when Fred's obsessive tinkering on their bear documentary conflicts with Brent's baby prep and the unwavering due date of their newborn.
Bear documentary.
Mama Bear Michael faces major challenges and finds that love comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. Join us as we take one final adventure into the woods with the Bear City Gang, where romance can sometimes be hairy, but ultimately worth every hilarious, sometimes painful, and all-consuming moment.
Rob, this is why I love you.
It does kind of
endlessly
sound like...
love you.
First, it's the Fellowship of the Bear. When are we gonna... Two Towers is just the Two Towers.
When are we going to do this?
We need to get a hold of it first.
Yeah.
The original one's on Netflix.
The original one's on Netflix.
Are we doing all three of them?
We can't do all three because the third one is...
I feel like I can't
is
do all
only
three.
Out right now. It's just now out in theaters.
I've reached that age where I feel like I can.
Like, it's still a donate... There's still just a donate now link on the website for trying to get the... There's an Indiegogo campaign trying to get money for it. Or they tried to get money for it. I guess it's out.
Well,
who knows?
We should review this next week.
Next week is Suicide Squad, Alex.
No. I mean, not we shouldn't review it for next week. I mean, we should review our options for next. Like, we should reconvene. All
right, that is acceptable.
I need more word choices from you.
Reconvene
more diverse
is a good
word choices.
My
bear it next week. Cub it next week.
Rebear it. We should
revisit.
Listen, my words are good. I use great words.
They're the best words.
They're the best.
They're great.
Words.
They're great.
Nobody uses words.
They're
like
gonna
I
be
do.
Huge.
Huge.
So we go.
Be huge.
We go to Piedmont, Missouri, every year for this lake trip. My brother got himself, my father, and his friend Vince all hats that say "Make Piedmont Great Again."
Oh fuck!
It's gonna be great.
It's actually not gonna be great. You just don't know yet because you're gonna fall into something there that you're not uncomfortable. You're gonna be very uncomfortable.
The best part is there will probably be people with our group at the lake trip that quite possibly will vote for Donald Trump this year.
The best part is they won't know that you're making fun of them.
It's gonna be so.
I just found out.
It's gonna be so good
that my father is a Trump supporter.
Are you surprised?
Well, to be surprised, I guess I would have had to have, like, had some...
assumed otherwise?
Right, I would have had to have a thought about it before I learned of the fact. But, it just kind of cemented for me the fact that we don't talk much anymore. By much, I mean at all.
Do you mean, instead of cemented, do you mean cured further? Because it's been cemented?
You're cemented.
Rubber.
I'm demented.
Cemented.
Fermented.
What the fuck is going on?
He's just rhyming now. He's gone past that point.
Are you contented with your answers?
At the moment.
Hello, friend.
Hello, darkness.
My old friend.
Dabu.
Hi, baby.
Panda says, woke the panda. It's time for you guys to be done. Yeah. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, get the fuck out, you assholes. All right, let's roll.
All right.
Thirsty as...
next week.
Fuck.